Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. It's hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick's in beautiful Loreto, Mexico at the La Mission Hotel on the Malecón of Loreto, Mexico. Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California is here in the studio with me, and we've had just an incredible first hour there with a lot of people, and we're going to continue with Ricardo now. Right, Ken?
Yep, we are. And again, for the listeners, for the private boaters especially, and actually for the boaters that go on the commercial passenger boats, we're gonna outline exactly what you have to do it right, so you don't have to worry if you're making a mistake or anything. We're going to give you some pieces of information that'll fill in those gaps, so yeah, You'll feel comfortable.
Indeed, and we're going to continue also with Ricardo, and then after we're wrapping up down there, then we're going to get to our catchboard. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge is standing by, so those of you waiting to find out what's biting out there, stay tuned.
There you go.
Ricardo, go ahead and continue about the process there.
So, Ricardo, if I have a private boat and I want to visit Mexico, can you explain what a temporary importation document is and how do they get it?
Absolutely, absolutely. A temporary importation permit, well, it's a permit that is issued under the provisions of the customs law here in Mexico. So every merchandise, every foreign merchandise that you would like to bring to Mexico will have to go to an importation process, obviously, and that includes also boats. So if you want to bring your boat, which is obviously registered abroad in the United States or in another country, you need to obtain a temporary importation permit, which is a very straightforward process, very easy to obtain. There is actually a process online that you can go for it and start the process. It is a very easy process, and that's what you will need to bring your boat here to Mexico. Either you go online or as soon as you arrive here with your boat at the local marina, the marina can actually provide all the information that you require and will engage the boat owner with the proper authorities here in Mexico, the port authorities, the customs authorities, and they will make sure that you can obtain the importation permit that you require for your boat to be free to sail and to do all those wonderful activities that that this area have for you.
Now, Ricardo, how long is a temporary importation document valid for?
It is valid for 10 years, up to 10 years, and you can use it for multiple exits and entries to the country. So, and then after that period expires, you can actually renew your permit for another 10 years. So,
and how much does it cost?
Well, the cost of the permit is around $100 for each of the boat.
For 10 years.
So it is very inexpensive.
So let me ask you this, Ricardo. If I'm taking my 21-foot skiff to the Coronado Islands, do I need a temporary importation permit, a TIP?
Absolutely, you need.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you visit Coronado Island, you're actually in Mexico. So
yes,
you need to have those that specific permit.
So it's not just for people that make landfall, say in Ensenada or Loreto. It's for anybody that enters Mexican waters needs a temporary importation permit.
That is correct. That is correct. Just make sure that you obtain that permit before traveling to Mexico.
I think one of the things that that's worth mentioning is, you know, I think a lot of people knew about the temporary importation permit. People hear about talking about TIP, but previously there wasn't a there wasn't a great source to get information on how to go and what to do and what you need. The process is very easy, and thanks to SAC, I know, you know, Geronimo and Edwin helped me achieve mine. And now there's a lot of opportunities to get the information about obtaining a temporary importation permit. I think it might even warrant throwing back to Enrique and Cesar real quick. They do the Mexican Marina Association that's at the shows. Obviously, earlier in the show, you heard the advertisement about the San Diego Boat Show coming up. Those guys, you know, they go to the boat show on behalf of the Mexican Marina Association. It's not just Puerto Escondido, but all of them, and just to aid in getting information about how to obtain the permits, you know, for such travel down here.
Thank you, Rick. I would just like to comment that we are part of the Mexican Marina Association. We are 32 marinas that are part of this association, and we go to basically all of the boat shows in the U.S., and it would be very interesting for all of the people who are listening to this show, if they need more specific information. This is one of the things that we've been focusing on the boat shows is, so we have representatives from most of the marinas on the boat shows. Of course, we are going to be on the next boat show in San Diego. And we have a special brochure that tells you step by step everything you need to know to bring your own private boat to Mexico. Of course, including the temporary importation permit, marine park passes, fishing licenses, everything you need to know in order to bring your boat into Mexico. You can go to the Mexican Marina Association booth on and they can get all the information. Of course, if you want to download that brochure, you can log into our webpage, which is marinapuertoescondido.com. And if you click at the FAC little tab, you can download that brochure I was just mentioning.
Very good. And, of course, on the tab of the Sport Fishing Association of California, is californiasportfishing.org. There's a tab for all those connections.
Yeah, if you one thing for the listeners, a simple thing to do is go to the Sport Fishing Association's website. It's californiasportfishing.org, and the instructions to get a tip are right there. It comes to your house a few days later. And also in our office, we're more than happy to have you come down. We'll help you do it from our office, which is
Next to Fisherman's Landing.
Right next to Fisherman's
Right
Landing.
Next to Royal Polaris Shogun office. You can't miss it. It's attached to that. So, hey, I want to get back to Ricardo real quickly about FMMs and the protected areas. Why don't we go over those real quickly, okay?
Yes, absolutely. So, the FMMs is the Mexican migratory forms that you will have these type of documents everywhere in the world has an immigration policy. This is an immigration policies, and everyone that wants to visit a foreign visit Mexico or any other country will require these type of forms. So the FMM is a Mexican migratory form that will allow you to enter Mexico and be able to have any type of activity that you are intended to do so here. So that is the FMM. That is also a document that could be provided, as mentioned by Enrique, through the Marina or through the webpage or all the information on the association webpage. And you can access that information and to see what are the requirements obtained that specific form.
Okay, very good. And then what about the bracelets?
CONAMP bracelets.
So the CONAMP bracelets. When you are visiting Mexico, either in a private or a commercial boat that will engage in tourism activities and will actually go and visit a protected area, you will have to first, if you're a commercial boat, you will have to obtain an authorization from CONAMP. CONAMP is the environmental agency in charge of all the protected areas in Mexico. So if you want to go and travel to these protected areas, such as Loreto, you'll have to obtain first, if you're a commercial boat, an authorization to visit the area. And for every passenger on board, the tourist company will have to obtain the bracelets, which are the permit per day and per person that will allow the individuals to be in the protected area for a number of days. So that is very important. Those resources go directly to the protected area for its management, So it is very important for all to be very eager to obtain these bracelets and have fun.
And also, those bracelets are available at most of the San Diego sport fishing landings. They're available at the SAC office. Is that right, Ken?
All the sport fishing landings, the tackle shops have them available.
Tackle shops,
the public.
Yeah. Yep. Dana Landing has them. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has them. And those bracelets are inexpensive. There's also an annual passport, too, that you can buy online, correct?
Yeah, there is. The Sport Fishing Association website, halfway down on the homepage on the left side, you can buy a one-year CONAMP permit, which is you can go and use it as many times as you want. $18, you're good for the year.
Yeah, and so if you visit not only the Loreto, we had to have them in Loreto, but also if you go to the Coronado Islands, that is a biosphere reserve area, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
so
correct.
So,
and I like the analogy that you used to me some time ago that basically the biospheres are basically just like state parks. And it's the same process that we have in the United States. If you want to go to this area that's even more spectacular than some of the other areas, like if you're wanting to go visit Yosemite, you can purchase a pass for the day. If you enjoy going to a state park a lot, you can buy it for the year. And it's just a way of allocating funds to keep that special area special. It's no different than the thing that we already have at home, just a way of raising funds that stay directly within that protected area.
Well, Ricardo, we want to thank you for all you do for Southern California sport fishing, for the San Diego sport fishing fleet, and our access to the private boater fleet out of San Diego, and our access to Mexico. Thanks for all your hard work in Mexico City and beyond, Ricardo. You're a huge asset to us.
And if any listener needs to have somebody in Mexico to coordinate their permits, I highly recommend Ricardo's office, and we'll be happy to put him in touch with them.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. All right. It's time to get jumping into our catch report. We have Mark Wish standing by. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishing. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra and fluorocarbon mono and mono top shots. It's easy, it's cost effective, and it's big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40. Hey, get the Sato Crimp crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin Tackles, Takas Tackle, and I might add too, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be right here in the fan studios with us, and we're going to be giving away the incredible Sato Line Winder kit tomorrow to one lucky caller on Let's Talk Hookup. And let's go ahead and say good morning to Captain Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Ken, and all those fantastic guests you've got. Boy, that was a huge amount of good info for the private boat guys here. But, well, guys, it's been an interesting week here. This past week has been a perfect example of what happens when conditions straighten out and we get on the right side of the moon. Man, it was game on with a bunch of fish caught in a lot of different areas. Starting along the coast here, think bait balls and bird schools. We're well into spring, and actually today is what the meteorologists consider the first day of summer. But baits everywhere, and there's been some good signal on both tanker-grade sea bass and some huge thrashers around. The best big fish zone for those guys is an area stretching from the Orange County south coast well up into Santa Monica Bay, 60-plus sea bass, 60-pound-plus, and thrashers over 200 pounds have been caught here this last week. And also along the Orange County coast, that water's cleaning up and warming up, thank goodness. Calico bass are starting to bite. And saw some show on the yellows again, local here yesterday. That was good news. And then Danny just called me a little bit ago with some good grade barracuda showing this morning, literally as we speak here, below Mission Bay on Anchovy School. That's great news, having those barracuda show up. That's just fun stuff, man. Catalina, a few dads of squid, backside middle, not really necessary for a lot of the yellows around there. There's been some great jig fishing over there this past couple days, fishing surface iron on bird schools over boiling 20 pounders. It's good stuff. We had some for dinner last night. So tasty. And at San Clemente Island, lots of yellows there, lots of boats, too. Dab of squid in the coves, got yellows and a few sea bass on it. Unfortunately, boat pressures is hideous, but lots of fish up the front side also. Mixed great bite for both baits and jigs there. And with this nice weather, I imagine the backside is going to get checked out extensively here the next couple of days. And then offshore, that same setup we've seen for several weeks now, that lots of bluefin around. Sometimes it's all show, no go. Sometimes they're biting a little bit, but the areas from to the 9 out in front of San Diego, down to the 425, and then down to the Hidden and on down below that. So there is so much fish there, and when it stuff really starts to bite, it's going to be fantastic. But as fun as my buddy Billy Kay sent me a really nice picture of one that they caught yesterday with a big old popper right down his goozle. So hopefully that stuff gets on the poppers like it was a couple years ago. That was just amazingly fun fishing. So, guys, collectively, we got beautiful weather and biting fish. It's time to go fishing.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. And I know the guys at fishdope.com have been on it. This is the time of the year you must have fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And boy, oh boy, I'm with you, man. I hope that gets that stuff gets on that popper. That's going to be fun times, right?
Oh, my God. You know, the volume of fish that the boats are talking about and the guys that are flying over the areas that they're seeing, I mean, the volume is just absolutely staggering. So at some point in time, it's going to want to bite a little better. It's, you know, they're definitely biting. But
it's starting to bite. You know, this next week, you watch, it's going to happen. I'm predicting.
Yeah.
All right?
It's already happening.
All right. It's happening.
I'm going a different direction tonight to go do something totally different, and we'll have a nice report for you next week.
Okay. You're going to go sea bass fishing, I'll bet.
You know, I might want to catch one or two here.
Why not? Yeah, that's what you're known for. Hey, Captain Mark Wish, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we got a brand new hot product. We're not breaking it just yet, but just picked up the first one yesterday. Wait till you see what this is all about if you guys own a 23-foot Parker.
Whoa.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. There's plenty of those around. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Let's head down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, it's biting, huh?
It's definitely going the right direction here. We're going to June, and not quite where it was maybe a month ago, but fishing is really good, especially on this half-day trip. A lot of reds and rockfish. Not seeing much of that bass yellowtail right now, but hopefully with this weather change, we get a bit more consistent, we'll see those. San Diego down at the islands caught some yellowtail yesterday, a little bit of bass, very good bottom fishing, and that's slowly starting to pick up again there, and said hopefully this nice weather holds out. Had some really nice weather earlier in the week. A little overcast today, but that's June gloom for you. Overnights, we didn't run a lot this week. We had a couple 2.5 days after I talked to you guys last week. Last weekend, the Pacific Voyager and the Aztec both caught bluefin. The Pacific Voyager actually had a couple yellowfin on that trip and then some yellowtail. So, like I said, lots of life there, showing signs, going the right direction here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days, those full days, those day and a half and longer trips. We're probably going to start running some twilight trips, too. I know people like those. So definitely check that out. So not the deepest report there, but definitely going in the right direction. Good fishing all around. Time to get that gear out if you haven't already. Get your passport if you haven't, and get ready to go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I talked to Captain Ryan Bossian the other day at the Fisherman's Processing event, and he said it's turning around. It's slow, but it's turning around, and the islands are going to go off. There's plenty of yellowtail there, and we know there's plenty of bluefin. It's just a matter of getting those things to bite, right, Ken?
Absolutely. The spotter point's seeing quite a volume coming up.
No
quite
doubt.
Quite a volume.
Well, Marcos, time to make your reservations at C4 Sport Fishing. We appreciate your report, and I'm going to bet next week you're going to have big news for us.
Absolutely. And one more reminder, I know we talked about it last week. If you're coming to the beach tomorrow, the Rock and Roll Marathon's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So especially if you're coming down here early for a half day, full day, if you're going whale watching or you just want to go to the beach, definitely double-check their routes. They're going to have some stuff closed off. I don't think you'll be able to come down SeaWorld Drive, so you either have to come through Sports Arena or the Pacific Beach there. So definitely come fishing, but just double-check your plans getting here.
Easy way to do it. I was looking at the route because access, because I have to get to the airport after our show tomorrow to go to Rancho Llanero. Easy route would be to come down 8, get off right there at Sports Arena, and you could probably access it.
Absolutely. Come through Sports Arena there.
There you go.
So check the website. C4thlanding.com. Give us a call, 619-224-3383, and we'll get you out fishing.
All right. Thanks very much, Marcos. Talk to you next Saturday. That is our catch report today. Appreciate that. And that is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky, spices, rubs, everything. Check it out. at their convenient Liberty Station location or at fishermansprocessing.com. Ken?
Yeah, you know, one thing Ricardo was trying to condense quite a bit of information, but just to summarize for the listeners, if you're within 12 miles of Mexican land, that's when you need all those permits and stuff,
right.
And that'll be the temporary importation document, the FMM, your fishing license, and if you're in a protected area, the CONAMP bracelet. If you're outside of 12 miles and you're going after the bluefin tuna, all you need is a Mexican fishing license. So that takes care of that aspect of it. But one thing I wanted to mention specific to Baja Sur, if you go to the Sport Fishing Association website, go to the Baja Sur page at the very top, you can buy an annual fishing license at a great deal, the best deal in town, and that money goes directly to support fisheries in Baja Sur.
Really?
Where do you do that?
You
go to the californiasportfishing.org and go to the Baja Sur page, and you can buy your annual fishing license. It's the cheapest, to my knowledge, way that you can get a fishing license. But what's really important is Caesar and all the folks down there working to promote sport fishing. The money goes to the local community to promote the sport fishing activities.
That's huge. Yeah, that is huge.
So,
all right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. It's time for your phone calls. We've had some patient people wanting to talk to Ken and talk to everybody here. So it's your time now. 833-288-0973. Lines are open. 833-288-0973. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. You just heard Marcos. It's happening there on the San Diego. And we're going to include four tickets to the San Diego Boat Show that happens this week, June 6th through the 9th, right there at Spanish Landing across from the airport. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's start with Mike. Mike in San Carlos. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Mike.
You're an expert novice.
Hey, Mike.
I don't have a boat, so I was going to try and drive to Laredo. Is it a safe drive, and do I have to get, like, special insurance? And when I get to Laredo, can they give me a Mexican fishing license?
Well, the drive down there, I mean, it's a road. Just got to be cautious when you're driving on the road. But the road to Laredo is very nice. And yeah, when you get to Laredo, they will do everything for you. They did it for me. They got me my bracelet because it's a protected area. They bought my fishing license, got it all set up for me. Yeah, pretty straightforward. And I always buy my insurance just north of the border right before I cross. It usually costs me $35.
And you can also, when I travel into Mexico, I buy it online. There's several online sources that you can just have it. You don't even have to make a stop at the border. You can just buy it online.
It's a pretty drive, too.
And, yeah, it's beautiful, yeah.
So if it's $35 a day, is it kind of cheaper just to buy a year for, like, I don't know, $175 or something?
Yes. There are several outfits that offer, like, six-month packages, one-year packages. Yeah, and it's pretty reasonable. Yeah, shop online. There's several offers that they do and compare the different ones, just like buying a U.S. insurance when you buy Mexican auto. But you definitely want to have Mexican auto insurance when you're diving in Mexico.
Always.
I think it's worth mentioning, too, if our phone is still up there, that there's a lot of construction that's going on the road. You know, we were witness to it yesterday. It is a work in progress, but there's a lot of effort to widening the road to a full four lanes, you know, two lanes in each direction. So it's just making travel safer and easier, and it's an ongoing process, which is not 100% completed, but you know, the plan going forward is from Tijuana all the way to Cabo to have two lanes in each direction. And, you know, when you get on the stretches that were already done, you can see, you know, it'll just be that much easier still. So, like you said, it's a long drive, and it's worth taking all the necessary precautions, but it's also a beautiful drive, and it's something that will add to your trip. You know, it's extremely easy to fly here via CBX and everything else, but, you know, the drive will provide you a lot of things that you wouldn't get to see otherwise and get to see a lot of cool towns on your way.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Appreciate that very much, and glad you're still with us down there, Rock Cod Rick and Laredo. I know you're probably anxious. What's the activity zone today for the gang in Laredo?
Well, we've got lots to see and do. You know, everybody's really, really jacked up for the Chocolate Clam Festival, but we're going to go check out the Mission today. We're going to do a little bit of sightseeing in town. My favorite taco shop in all of Baja is here in Laredo, so I'm fired up to go do that. And yeah, we just got a lot of fun stuff. There's a lot of activities. Today's kind of a fun day, and everybody's going to kind of go do some sightseeing since we got our fishing in yesterday.
Okay, what is your favorite taco shop?
El Rey.
El Rey, the king of El Rey de Taco is the number one, maybe in the world.
It's probably been 10 or 15 years since I was down here, and I was when I was driving down with Geronimo to the airport, I was just BSing with him. Like, I'm almost worried about it. Like, that's the mark I've made as my favorite from years and years and years ago, and I'm almost worried that the hype is beyond it. And as soon as I got into town and started asking around, everybody confirmed, like, oh, no, that's still the spot. So, it's on.
Yeah, no, El Rey, and it's a little tiny hole in the wall place, and he opens kind of when he wants to, but it's the best fish and a carne asada taco you've ever eaten.
They're in for a treat tonight. Yeah. That chocolate festival is over the
top.
Yeah. They convert the whole downtown. They put tables out, white tablecloths. They have the mariachis, the fireworks, tons of food. It is quite a show, and that's the end of the big tournament, so they're going to be giving all the prizes for the tournament, for the big
yellowtail, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Felipe's sitting next to me, and he just was shaking his head and confirming that, yeah, for sure. He opens when he wants to and closes when he wants to, but it's worth the wait.
Yeah, all right. Well, fantastic. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Rick and the gang down in Laredo. We're going to take your phone calls at 833-288-0973. Adam is standing by to grab those, so stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right, SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right, we arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
All right, it's happening this week. It's the San Diego International Boat Show, June 6th and the 9th at Spanish Landing. That's right across from the San Diego Airport. Over 150 boats. Fishing boats, family cruisers, all the way up to super yachts. There will be their food trucks, beer garden, kid zone. Of course, the guys from West Coast Marine will have parked boats there. H&H Marine will have their Defiance boats there and Yamaha outboards. And, of course, all kinds of stuff going on. Seminars to educate you. I know the Seakeeper guys will be there and a lot more. You don't want to miss it. It's this Thursday and Friday, noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 6. Admission's just $15, and discounts for active, military, and kids 12 and under are free. Check SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's our first big deal. It's our first San Diego County Four Dealers remote broadcast. It's going to be 2 weeks from today. That's Saturday, June 15th. At Encinitas Ford, our buddy Mark Wheeler, your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. That is a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip to Mazatlan in January. I'll be on that trip. And it includes round trip ticket on from Los Angeles to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup.com website for more details on their great Alaska Airlines destinations. Hey, you can Alaska Airlines also flies to Laredo, by the way. So you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's that growth. Great 4 or 6-pack boat out of Dana Landing. We're going to have Shimano rods and reels to give away. Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of great giveaways, too, just for showing up. We're going to have a bunch of Nomad lures, of AFCO clothing, all kinds of AFCO accessories. A lot of great stuff. Shimano stuff to give away. It's going to be great. Rules and information are on the guest page at letstalkhookup.com. And we're going to see you 2 weeks from today, Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford, which is the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. And let's go live right now to Wayne Cotto, president of CCA California. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete and Ken in the studio and Ricky on the remote. Oh, man, what a great show you guys have today.
It's really pulling off great, isn't it? We never know sometimes when we're online, but this is working out fantastic. And thanks to Ken and Rick and the Hotel La Mission for coordinating such a great effort here. So we have a big event 1 week from today. It's the big CCA San Diego banquet, right?
Absolutely. At the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute right there in Mission Bay across from Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great one. We got some really good things being donated. The industry is just pulling together like it always does. You know, you can't thank this industry enough. When we need to go fight the fight with a Ken's group or our group, you know, we pull together. And this is just another one of those events. Hobie and Fastlane pulling out a Passport kayak, one of the new kayaks for us.
Wow. To give away that day?
That day,
wow!
Frank Lopresti, generous man as busy as he is giving us a 7-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unheard of. You know, and then down there in La Paz, right? Tail Hunter Sport Fishing gave us a trip for two. Jill and Jonathan, you know, everybody is just so generous in this industry, and we all work together. You know, I mean, like you have on the phone, right? You've got the Port Tenants Association, you've got Bar, the Pesca people, you've got Ken's group, our group. I mean, we all work together for our industry, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, this is going to be a fan. And not only that, you get to tour the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, see all those giant sea bass and all the white sea bass. I shouldn't say giant sea bass, the white sea bass. And they're giant white sea bass, I'll say that. And, of course, they have yellowtail and halibut and such like that, right?
We've got the baby halibut right now. They spawned, and they're all in the tank. They're growing right now. It is amazing to watch.
And so how much are tickets?
$60 or a $600 table. We got plenty of tickets. You can get them online. You can go to our website and hit the tab, or you can go to Eventbrite and look up CCA California San Diego chapter, or you can go to our Instagram page. All of those all have Facebook. We all have links going through.
All right. What's the website? Easiest way is just go to the website, California.
Yeah, and just scroll down to the first event, and it's ccacalifornia.org.
All right.
Yeah, one thing important for the private boaters and the private recreational fishermen, the CCA is the only game in town that you definitely should be a part of to make sure that your voice is heard elsewhere. And I know Wayne and his team are working very hard to do the right thing to help the recreational fishermen. So, you know, it's a very important group to be a participant with if you're going to be a fisherman.
No doubt about it. And Wayne, you work so hard, you and Chris and the whole gang and all the supporters, all the great people in the San Diego chapter that put so much effort toward this event. The prizes are huge, the event is huge, and it's a great cause. The CCA California San Diego Banquet next Saturday evening at Hub SeaWorld. You can show up and just buy tickets at the door too, right, Wayne?
We'll have some available.
Yeah. All right, Wayne.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Again, thanks a lot for all your efforts, and we'll see you at the banquet. Thanks a lot for the call
okay,
this morning.
Thanks.
Hey, these phones at the fan here are packed, Ken. They want to talk, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Ricky, you still with us there?
Loud and clear, buddy. We're standing by. If any questions come this way, we'd love to join.
All right. Fantastic. Troy in Fontana is on the line. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Hey.
So I was wondering about Loretta, what it would be like to take down a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and my wife.
Rick?
I can say from our trip, if our trip is anything like it, I think it's one of the better destinations in Mexico I've ever been to for it. You know, some of the more popular fishing destinations are just that. You know, it's great for a group of buddies to go down and fish, but you know, Loretto has an amazing amount of culture, tours of the mission, shopping is very easy. Sharon said it, shared her experience yesterday, and we felt exactly the same way. It is extremely safe. It's a quiet town. It's a small town. There's a very family atmosphere. And the best thing is if say you chose to fish and your wife and child wanted to stay back, it's very easy to navigate the town. It's small. Virtually everything's in walking distance. I really do. I think it would be an excellent family destination. I'm sure everybody probably feels the same here. I know Ricardo was saying it was his first time into town. He's here with his wife. It's very easy and a great spot for it. Plenty to do if you're a non-fisher person.
And you can walk everywhere in the town to all the restaurants, all the fishing locations, all the sightseeing, the mission is right there. And here's the other thing, too. It's a very affordable place. The hotels are very inexpensive. The dining is incredibly inexpensive and incredibly gourmet. There's so many great, fantastic restaurants there. Everything from, like, Ricky's favorite, the El Rey de Taco there, to right there at the La Mission Hotel, the fantastic restaurant there. Everything is very affordable. Fantastic place to take your family.
Awesome, right. Thanks.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the calls. Let's talk to Mitch calling us from Santee. Good morning, Mitch. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Great show. Love Baja. I got a question probably for Rick. Back in 1975, I went down with a couple buddies. We towed a boat, went by Laredo, and we stayed in Bay of Escondido. And we stayed in a little harbor there, and we used to go out in the harbor and get scallops where the shells were the size of dinner plates.
Wow.
And we got pin clams, and on the outside, when you go outside the harbor, we troll, we catch these 4 or 5 pound, they're like bonita, but all white meat. Tasted excellent. I didn't know what those were, and is it still the same with the scallops?
Boy, I don't know.
I wish that I really wish I could tell you, because that being one of my favorites, you know, I can assure you that this area is still very prevalent as far as the seafood goes. I wish that I personally had an answer for you, and I don't. But seafood is what, you know, is what one of the main attractions were. Yesterday when we finished our day of fishing at Puerto Escondido, we were treated to a fantastic lunch that they provided for us. And it was almost as if, you know, basically what you describe is what we were treated to, and that is still certainly going on and can be found here, you know, if not by yourself, for certain in the many local restaurants. You know, we had amazing scallops and shrimp and fish ceviche and sashimi. So I can tell you that the area is still certainly bountiful when it comes to that. As far as the particulars, I wish I had an answer for you, Mitch. I'm just not sure myself.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Mitch. Appreciate that. Definitely want to visit Loretto, no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Mark and Santee. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I want to know, is the guy answered my question just now with the nightlife and the activities for people that don't fish. My wife and son are coming with me. But another question I have, is there a whale watching tour?
Oh, yes.
Can you talk about whales?
Yeah, there's a... The time of the year for the whales is generally in the winter months, which would be like December through April. You could combine some whale watching and also probably some
swimming,
and diving and snorkeling, and then also some fishing too. Of course, if dolphins, of course, fall into the whale category too, and you heard Sharon talking about the abundance of dolphins, and I would think there's probably still some whales around. What do you think, Rick?
I got Felipe here who would probably be able to answer much better than I.
Hello, amigos, and nice to say hello for Ken and Pete and all the people who always are welcome. We're missing you guys. For the person that is online, right now they're leaving out to the colder waters, but the whale season starts in January and the last days of April. Because they need a cold water, so they're leaving us. We have seven kind of whales in here, and crossing the peninsula, we have the gray ones on the Pacific side. The next year from January until last days of April, for sure that you can see three or four kind of different.
Fantastic, and I know the searcher. Who is one of the SAC sports fishing boats, spends a lot of time in that area off of Loretto. They have natural history tours and whale watching tours that actually, because of some of the efforts that SAC has done, is now basing a couple of their trips out of Loretto, right, Ken?
Yep. And, that's why we're doing this stuff, is to establish new routes and new places to go.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Steve in Fallbrook. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Fantastic.
Enjoying the show. I have just a couple questions. Number one, planning to do a Tony Reyes later this summer, and had a question specifically after speaking to somebody. How do you bring your fish back across the border? And specifically, I was told that this guy had a particular problem with filleted fish.
I have never had an issue with filleted fish. Ken?
No, I'm unfamiliar of any problem there.
Yeah. You're allowed to bring your filleted fish, and we do it all the time. I don't know that there is a quantity problem, but I don't believe
no.
so. Yeah.
You just have to have your declaration form completed when you cross
yeah.
the border. That's
and, of
it.
Course, your fishing license.
And your fishing license.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just the proof. But, yeah, that's a new one on us, Steve. I think bringing fish across the border has always been relatively easy. I mean, of course, you're flying it across the border. You have to be conscious of your weight and how much the airline allows. But the other thing, too, is they don't allow you to put ice in the coolers when you're crossing the fish.
That might be it, dried ice.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So that's one of the factors. Hope that helps you out.
No
Steve.
Ice in no ice in the cooler.
No
if
dry
you're flying,
ice.
If you're flying, no,
oh,
no
if you're
ice.
Flying, very,
yeah.
very.
No, they don't want ice.
And then,
yeah, if you're flying.
And then I had one other quick question, and that is, what is the best way to shop airfare to Mexico? Is there like a? Is it just a hit or miss, or
are you going to? Are you going to fly out of, you live in Fallbrook, are you going to go to L.A. and fly in Alaska Airlines? Or are you going to, you mean, you're talking about Loretto, there's two airlines that fly to Loretto out of CBX in San Diego.
I'm actually closer to San Diego or Tijuana.
Yeah, go to either Air Calafia or Volaris, and it's real inexpensive going down there from Tijuana.
Yeah.
It's real easy.
Steve, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Dan in Carlsbad is next up. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good, man. Hey, I just wanted to say I've been listening to the show, and I was down in Loretto over Christmas with my wife and 11-year-old daughter, and we spent a week over there over Christmas and had a fantastic time. The fishing was still real good. We inshore fished out there in Cacabria and Pargo and all that. But I wanted to say about a place that I haven't heard you guys mention, a restaurant called La Pica Zone that's north of town there. And it's down a dirt road, but it is a fantastic restaurant. It's kind of, maybe it's 20 minutes up the road north of town there. And I highly recommend that place if you guys haven't been there.
La Pica Zone. I think Dan, our pilot, spotter plane pilot, Tom Green, was telling me about that place. It's run by a husband and wife. Is that right? On the beach?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on the beach and beautiful views, and it is fantastic. They got really good food, and it's a great spot. My daughter playing on the beach, making, castles and collecting seashells and that kind of thing. So it's really fun. I mean, it's a good place to go and spend, two or three hours. They're kind of slow motion. Nothing comes quick, but it's really worth it.
Rick, any comments from your guests down there about La Pica Zone?
Although you mentioned the words and everybody started nodding their head and shaking, Felipe, you were saying what a great spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot because it's right in front of the Coronado Island, probably 500 meters, something like that. And it's quite dry from here on bad road, but you enjoy the landscaping and the silence down there and the connecting with the mother nature, everything. And it's still being open and on the season and well needs your visit again, my friend.
So how would you get there if you don't have a car? Can you take a taxi?
See. There's a service for there, and it's bad road, but you don't need a four wheels drive, nothing like that. With a taxi cab or driving your own car, you can go there.
Dallas and I got picked up by a buddy, just a fishing friend who was in town here who had a little ATV side-by-side, and we went down the road just exploring parts of town, and my buddy Todd Hartman was kind of, scooting us around on his Polaris. So we were on the road that it takes you there, and just as Felipe described, it is a dirt road, but it by no means is nasty. It's a graded, very easily traveled road, and it's cool. The restaurant is way off on a point outside of town, not so far that it would deter you from getting there, but you're out there a ways. We went a good little stretch just to check out some of the beaches here in town, and that's definitely on our list of hope to get to hit to, and if not, it'll be one of those things that keeps you coming back.
Indeed. Hey, Dan, thanks for the tip. La Pica Zone, another great spot in a beautiful town of Loretto. Appreciate the call this morning. Brett in San Diego, you're next up. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Hey, guys, I need to get a recommendation from you guys on a spinning reel. My wife loves to fish. She's now getting to where she's like, okay, I'm going to get out in the ocean with you. We have our own boat. But I need a rock-solid spinning reel that I can have set up with a Colt Sniper, another one for her set up with a live bait rig so that she can just pick up and fire. But, I want to be able to pull up on a foamer and have that reel be the one that I need. So can you guys give me a recommendation on what to get for her that I'll never regret buying?
Well, I'll turn it over to Rick, but I'll tell you what, for the live bait, certainly the Shimano Bait Runner spinning reel. Rick, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the live bait feature is a no-doubter. Since you're wanting something that might be, appropriate for her and for yourself, maybe casting a popper, I would take that as wanting something a little towards the higher end. There's a reel that's a one step above Bait Runner called a Thunnus, and it still has the Bait Runner feature, but it's a carbon fiber body, a little better drag system, a little smoother reel. So that might be one that you think of for there. Above that, you might look at the Saragossa. It does not have the Bait Runner feature, which is certainly the best thing for fishing a live bait, but it's a real strong, smooth reel. And then depending on what your budget allowed for, my favorite reel, when you mentioned foamers and poppers for tuna, is the Twin Power by Shimano. It's a little more expensive of a reel. I would say we jokingly call it the poor man's Stella. It has most of the features of the highest end reel, but it doesn't break the bank, and it's certainly one worth looking at. And for a foamer sized reel, but not too big for your wife fishing at home, I'd think about maybe a between an 8,000 and 10,000 sized reel. Still big enough to catch a tuna, but not so big that you wouldn't want to fish bass and yellowtail at home with it.
There you go, Brett. Thanks a lot for the phone call. call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here in the Fan Studio as well as down in Loreto. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of Old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin this Saturday, June 8th. Starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin. 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great, and sure appreciate it. Dan at Carlsbad was our winner of that trip, on the full-day trip on San Diego on the C4 Sport Fishing, and the four tickets to the San Diego Boat Show. Congratulations, and thanks to all our callers that called in this morning. And thank you, Rockhard Rick. Great job down there in Loreto.
You had a great job. I'll be very quick. I just want to say thanks again to everybody in Loreto, and a huge thanks and good job to Geronimo from Sport Fishing Association California, who's kind of filling in for Ken down here. He's taken such good care of us and, you know, provided all this great opportunity for us to check out this beautiful spot, and I absolutely can't wait to come back. Loreto welcomed us with open arms, and it has been fantastic, and I'm already planning my next trip back, and I just want to say thanks to everybody who came to be part of the show and talk about this great spot, and thanks again for having us.
And thanks, of course, to the Hotel La Mission and Alan for really putting together a great spot for you to broadcast and the phone line, too. I appreciate that. Thanks, Crockett Rick, and thank you, Ken Franke. If somebody wants more information on the Sport Fishing Association, give us a website.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org. We got it all there.
All right. Thanks very much. And tomorrow, right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be right here in the fan studios with me and Corey Sandin. Ricky will still be down there enjoying. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on 97.3 The Fan.